You know, one of the things that we've been talking about for a long time is our education slide here in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely.
You know, literacy scores, math efficiency. It's just, it is well below where a state like Michigan should be. And there's an interesting piece in Axios. Children's well-being in the United States has declined since the pandemic, with kids in 29 states doing worse than they were before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new Kids Count data book, and it warns that major factors are driving the drop, including academic setbacks, mental health struggles, and economic pressure on different families. And that's problematic.
It is.
Leslie Bossier is Vice President of External Affairs at the Annie E. Casey Foundation and joins us this morning. Leslie, good morning. It's good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Why is this such a problem? Why are kids in 29 states doing worse than they were 6 years ago?
Well, it's a comprehensive issue. We know that when states invest in the well-being of kids that they do well, and we've seen that play itself out in the data, the most concerning area is the area of education, where 47 states saw declines in fourth grade reading and eighth grade math scores. And we know those are foundational skills for children to have if they are going to be thriving adults.
Also, one of the alarming statistics is the increase in child and teen deaths. What factors are driving that trend?
Well, we know that for several years there has been a mental health crisis among teenagers and children as well. We have seen some positive trends in terms of states that are investing in placing mental health professionals inside the school system, which is the system that touches all children. But there need to be more investment in intervention, in making sure that young people have the supports that they need so that they are mentally that we are supporting their mental well-being in the same way that we support their physical well-being.
What does this mean for the future? What does this mean for those children in the next 10 to 15 years when they enter the workforce and when they get into college? Are we setting ourselves up for a potentially weaker workforce at some point?
That is such an important question, because today's students are tomorrow's workforce, and workforce is the ultimate measure of our economy. So if we intend to have a strong economy going forward, we have to invest in children today. We know that when children are safe, are well-fed, when they have strong relationships with their families, that they thrive. And if we want to have a thriving economy, we have to support thriving children today.
And I know you're expressing concern about fewer children being enrolled in Medicaid and more children becoming uninsured. Why is that such a significant warning sign?
Well, what we know is that health is an important indicator of the overall well-being of kids. And we know that for low-income families, programs like Medicaid and CHIP are important ways that they have access, in some places the only way that they have access to health insurance, so that they get preventative care or so that they can see a physician when they need to. And there's early data from organizations like the Georgetown Center on Children and Families that's showing significant declines in the number of kids who are enrolled in these programs. And it's an important trend for us to watch, because we want to make sure that kids have the support and have the basics that they need so they can do well.
What role do parents play in all of this?
Parents are critical. Parents are foundational. Without the supporting relationships of parents, we know that kids cannot thrive. We also know that 61% of poor kids live in a household with working parents. And so it's critically important that families have the resources that they need so that they can provide the basic needs for their children, like enough food to eat, like a safe and stable home, and like a quality education.
And, you know, and despite some troubling figures, there are some positive developments in the report as well. The teen birth rate has fallen dramatically over the last several decades. What does that success story kind of teach us about sustained investment in long-term planning?
That is such an inspiring bright spot, because we know that for decades we have invested in reducing the number of teenagers that have kids. We know, based on data and research, that delaying having a child until after the age of 25, when you have a solid education, when you've entered the workforce, has a significant impact on the long-term economic well-being of that young person, as well as of any children that they might bear. So it's an important and lesson to learn in terms of when we invest, in a particular area, we see success. And such a statement about the opportunity that we have to invest, to follow the data and invest in what we know works for kids so that they can do well.
Leslie Bossier, the Vice President of External Affairs at the Anna E. Casey Foundation. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Really interesting look, and it should be an alarm that we need to do more for our kids. Thank you.
Thank you for sounding the alarm.
Yeah, you got it.
Absolutely.
Also, how about this? Ready for this one? You remember Neuralink?
Yeah.
Elon Musk's brain chip? Mm-hmm. That would help those dealing with severe spinal cord injuries, paralysis, different things like that. China has beaten Elon Musk to market. NIO has been approved in China.
Wow.
And not just for clinical trials, for real inpatient usage.
Wow.
It is designed to help people with paralysis or spinal cord injuries by translating brain signals into movement, like controlling a robotic hand or a computer. China's regulator approved the chip. Neuralink still in limited human testing. Has not yet been cleared yet. China's version, interesting enough, is less invasive. Neuralink was an implant.
An implant, yes.
In the brain.
Right.
NIO is not. It sits on the brain surface, which made it safer and an easier approval process. But it is a major, major milestone in this technology.
So you're talking about people who are paralyzed, can't walk, may be able to walk again.
I think it's... I don't know that it's walking quite yet.
Okay.
I think it would take, it's going to take some time to get to that point, but
well, we're
the use
there.
Of arms or hand movement things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to start somewhere.
Right.
And that, you know.
Right. I mean, this is a big, big deal. Big deal.
Wow. You know, and it's going to, I just think technology is just amazing. And I just think it's going to come a time, if we're doing this now, there may be a time where they'll have something to help the blind to see.
Oh, yeah.
You know
I mean? At some point, yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, because technology is just amazing.
But again, what we're blending here, and it's not the first time necessarily,
no.
But like you're blending human computers. It's human computer interaction that you're blending here.
Mm-hmm.
That you are now, through this technology, able to move your arm. If you've been in a serious injury and you are left paralyzed,
all
of a sudden now you have some sort of range of motion.
I mean, baby steps.
Stunning.
But that's huge.
Absolutely huge. Stunning. I don't know that I would be real into it.
Why is that?
It just feels wild to me. But I think if you're in that position, right, you're willing to try anything.
You're
willing to take any steps necessary
absolutely
to give yourself some of that freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. By the way, here's your chance to win a trip to see Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire in the city of your choice. We've got flights, hotel, concert tickets, and premium VIP lounge access covered. It's your chance to sing along all night long with Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire. Prizes provided by Live Nation. Texas Hours National Keyword. Ceiling to 95819. That's CEILING. And we'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rate may apply. Don't text and drive. Play four times each weekday for four chances to win. Official rules are at WJR.com.